Hello, and welcome to the Warrior Family Ministries podcast. Our objective is to highlight people whose stories make us think about our faith, encourage us to press deeper into God's plan, and to remind us that we are equipped to handle life's challenges. And so we try to answer the questions of who, what, where, how, when, and why, and get the answers that will help us fight our own battles and be the faithful servant warriors that we were meant today. I am Grace Swartz, your host, and today I am here with Ruth Manjacapri. She is the author of Prophetic Journey. She's a full-time minister and also an associate pastor, mentor, and itinerant prophetic minister. She is bringing her prophetic message as she moves in the gifts and hosts the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ruth, thank you so much. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm so excited to hear about your story and how you came to this point of anointing. Tell us about you. Who are you?
Well, in thinking about that, I'd like to first of all say that, of course, I am a lover of the presence of the Lord, lover of Jesus. And I believe even before I am a minister, I am a mother, I am a grandma, I'm a part-time teacher, and just available to be obedient to the Lord.
Amen.
And how did I get to this point? I guess it's the grace and the mercy of God. You know, we all carry a message, and I believe that my message is about the grace and mercy of God. And I'm sure I can speak for all of us. I guess my journey began, of course, when I became a Christian at an Amway meeting in Schenectady, New York. I was in my early 20s, and my husband and my sister and myself all accepted the Lord the same day.
At an Amway meeting.
At an Amway meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Who would have guessed, right?
So right.
So could lead you to the Savior. But, you know, I grew up Catholic and never heard about Jesus, mm-hmm. which when I became a Christian, I'm like, Jesus was just like one of the saints that I would see. I would see him, the crucifix, and all the other statues. So growing up, they never preached the gospel, at least in the church that I was affiliated with. So coming into Christianity, I was kind of, you know, a little disillusioned why I never heard about salvation. But I know that today things have changed. I actually go to a Catholic church when I'm out in California, and they love the scriptures and they love the presence of the Lord. So everyone and anyone can change, right?
Yes. Yes, with the Holy Spirit's guidance. Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Well, I know I have a similar story in the sense that, yes, I was raised Catholic, and people ask me what I am. I'll say, well, I'm a born-again Catholic.
Right. Right.
So tell us about your book, A Prophetic Journey. I mean, this is, we all want to be able to understand prophetic messages. Help us with that.
Okay, well, the book really came out of my journey in the unfolding, I guess, of the call of God on my life. When I was first saved, the Lord really visited me in my bedroom, and he really invited me to co-labor with him. He said, my favor would be on your life if you will serve me, and I've called you. And he didn't really say what the call was, but I understood that I had to agree. So I just, at that point, I said, yes, Lord, I will do whatever you want me to do. I will go wherever you want me to go. And a few days later, it was like when Jesus opened up the scroll in Luke 4, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I called you to preach the gospel, you know, et cetera. And then he led me to Ephesians 4, where it said, I've called you, you know, some as apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And the word prophet was highlighted to me. And I understood at that moment why my whole life I just had this inner perception about knowing things that otherwise would have not been disclosed, but I knew them. I would know what time it was without looking at a clock. I could perceive people's emotions, their feelings. I would have dreams, and the dreams would unfold and become a reality. so when the Lord spoke that to me, I finally understood why I was created, why I was born and put on the earth. So it led me on a journey of co-laboring and getting to know the work and the power and the message of the Holy Spirit, which is to teach us and train us all things. So I trusted the Holy Spirit to train me in hearing the voice of God. So, of course, it was like a 20-year process with its mountains and its valleys and, you know, all of the disillusionment that life can bring. But I would continually press into the Lord, because early on I really had a desire for prayer and the prayer closet. And to this day, I consider myself, even before a prophet, an intercessor. So God would speak to me, and I would journal it. I still to this day dream every night. And so anyway, I wrote the book. My targeted audience was for those who tried to understand their calling and the process that it is. There are many books out there that are written on the gifts of the Spirit, how to hear the voice of God, but I wanted to target people to help them understand their unique journey in life, the process of becoming. So my book is really my story and the breakdown of what it means to be a friend of God and ultimately how to hear the voice of God and release it.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait to read this book. You have pinpointed something that I am chasing after. It is so important to know what our true spiritual purpose is here. If you had to say one key, what do you think that one key might be for us?
The one key to discerning your purpose?
Yes.
I think it's passion. As believers, we love the Lord, but loving God does not necessarily cause you to see your destiny. I think passion, being empowered by the Holy Spirit, will drive you. So I found the Lord spoke to me one time and he said, if you will follow my heart, you will always discern my ways. So I would cultivate, like, Lord, what is your heart? You know, how do you feel about people? What is your heart towards the people? And to this day, I minister I'm driven by my heart. If I feel God's heart towards someone, I'll go to that person and I will convey a message from the Lord or just love on them. And then the Lord is so faithful to give us the words. So it's really cultivating the heart of God, being passionate. I tell people, what is your passion? And I had a woman, I do a school of the prophets, I've done it for 11 years. I had a woman, she actually was vice president of NBC Sports. And she was in my class, and she had gotten an Emmy and everything. She was big in New York City. She came to my class, and I said, what is the one thing that you're passionate about? And it sparked in her passion to paint. And she said, when I was a little girl, we had a fire in our house, and I took out my paint palette. She said that was the only thing I wanted to take with me. That passion that the Lord ignited in her caused her to leave the sports industry. She now is a painter. She has her work in some very prominent art galleries, and some of her work is shown on TV as paintings, as backdrops for settings. And she actually gave me her first painting, and she said, I'm going to tie this painting to you because you opened up my heart to what I was really passionate about. So I believe whatever you're driven to, whatever gives you joy, where you see fruitfulness, where you are driven, I believe that that is the number one key to help you discern what God has called you to do.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back and delve into that in just a moment.
Ruth Mangiacopri has been in full-time ministry since 1999. She has been a church planter, associate pastor, women's ministry leader, and mentor, and is currently an itinerant prophetic minister. She travels all over the United States and to many nations where she brings a prophetic message, moves in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and hosts His presence. Ruth's new book, Prophetic Journey, is written to those who desire mentoring, encouragement, and wisdom in the development of their prophetic calling. It is specifically written not only to inspire you, but to bring understanding and clarity. Be sure to join Ruth for a one-hour online mentoring session. In her session, she'll be discussing such topics as discernment, wisdom, knowledge, prophetic protocol, encounters, heart of the matter, creativity, leadership, finding your destiny, and the prosperous soul. Find out more about Ruth and her ministry. Visit ImpactMinistryTriad.com. And be sure to learn more about the Warrior Family Ministries at warriorfamilyministries.org or wfmchaplains.org.
Okay, we are back with Ruth Mangiacopri, and she is taking this moment to educate us on how we can find our passion so that we can serve the Lord in the best way. Is that not right, Ruth?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a tough question. I mean, we've heard so much about finding your passion. I mean, from Oprah Winfrey to, you know, other spiritual callings. But, you know, and that's certainly something that I struggle with. And if you ask me that, I always come with, I don't know. I don't know what my passion is. How do we overcome that?
Well, you know, God is creator, and he is the master of creativity. And I believe within all of us, we have a creative edge, you know, because of who we are in Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. So what is it, if you would imagine yourself, let's say as a little child, because they are so uninhibited. As mm-hmm. adults, we have so much stuff on us that sometimes we can't get through the fog of life to see who the core reality is of who we are. Mm. So if there was one thing that you could do with your life, there was the one thing, what would it be? Some people would say, oh, I love to travel. The others would say, oh, I'd love to have a lot of money. But I'm talking about your spiritual man, mm-hmm. what drives you.
Right.
And I believe my core message is communing with God. And we go back to Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of us? It says to love justice, to act mercifully, and walk humbly with your God. And I believe that it's in the hidden places with God, the prayer closet, the secret place, the caves, you know, that we find ourselves in.
Yes, yes.
And simply walking with God, He Himself, through Holy Spirit, will reveal, because Holy Spirit is the one that reveals to us. So if we are having a hard time discerning what our purpose is, just keep walking with God, and He will reveal to you your own passions, because there's a verse in Psalms that says, I delight to do thy will, O God. What brings you joy? What do you delight to do? You know, early on, I would write poetry when I was a little girl, 9 and 10 years old. And there's a lot of poetry in my book, because that's something I love to write. I love to convey and to express. So I believe all of us can kind of get back to that child within us and to embrace the way that God created us, because we're unique. Mm-hmm. We're all uniquely different. And I think that's what religion tries to say. We do it this way. You know, we make clones of people. We worship this way. We study this way. We pray this way. When in reality, we are creative. And we take our lives and we just let the master potter mold us. So I hope that helps. I don't know if it answers every question.
Oh, it definitely does help. I think that, you know, the way the world is today, it seems that, I can only speak for myself, that sometimes finding my passion, it can be ego-driven. And I think what you're pointing out to us is that, you know, we're always juggling this thing. Yes, there are things that make me happy that I feel really good at, but they are also the points at which that if we let the natural side of that go too far, ego take over, they become idols. So it's like there can be a fine line to walk, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Because in Romans it says they are led, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it's cultivating a life in the Spirit. And I'm thinking Hebrews 5:14, I believe it says that the word of God is sharp, it's active, it's powerful, more powerful than any two-edged sword, able to divide between the soul and the spirit.
Yes, yes.
What is our soul? Our soul is our mind, it's our will, it's our emotions. But the spiritual man, the spiritually minded man or woman is led by the Spirit. They have learned, they have cultivated the life in the Spirit. And how do we do that? I mean, I believe that our prayer language, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is a powerful asset. It's a great gift that God has given us. You know, God has given salvation as a gift to the world, but the Holy Spirit he's given to the believer.
Right.
It's a gift. Cultivate the gift. Use the gift. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Seek those things which are above and not things of the earth. So it's a process of dying to our own
self. Yes.
Our own self. You know, because pride, the pride of life, you know, we have really a battle in this hour because there's so much external influence. And we have to battle through that. And I believe that it is possible to maintain our walk with God and to walk in the Spirit no matter what goes on around about us. And I really believe it begins with a heart, a consecration of our heart.
Yes.
Now, we're not perfect. And we don't. I'm not striving to be perfect. I just want to walk with God. And I think that takes away any level of performance that believers have, because sometimes we think we have to perform for God. I call that the illusional veil. It's like we get saved by grace and then we go back and we try and live under the law.
Right.
What do I have to do for God? Right?
Yes, yes.
Maybe
absolutely.
I need to pray more. Maybe I need to fast. Maybe I need this. And we set ourselves on a course which really is not God's plan, because his best is the Sabbath rest. Just be still and know that he's God.
Amen. That is the whole story. And it's just the challenge, I guess, that we each face.
Yes.
Of walking that line and, you know, not being afraid to demonstrate and excel in the gifts that he's given us, but also to be humble about the fact of the recognition that it is a gift and we're
absolutely
going with his guidance. Ruth, if someone needed to get to one of your classes, how would they find you?
Well, I was doing a school at New Day, the church at High Point in Colfax, North Carolina. I'm not sure if I'm going to do this. I'm changing things up. I'm actually doing a one-day prophetic intensive mentoring the last Saturday in June at New Day Church. That would be the last Saturday. I don't have my calendar in front of me. The last Saturday in June. I believe it's the 29th. So that's open to all. There is a $50 registration fee, but that'll cover everything. And I have people that partner with me for $9.99 a month, $9.99, I do a Facebook Live the last Thursday of every month. And actually, I'm doing one tomorrow night. That's where I'll see Brenda. And I mentor online. I host prophetic conferences during the year. And my website is impactministrytriad.com. And it has all the information on there and how you can connect.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do that. I'm going to miss that conference. I'll be out of the country that last week in June, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
But I am definitely going to connect with you and see if I can't get myself on track a little bit more. I am so excited to
have spoken to you. It's so funny because I was the most unfocused person growing up. I guess, you know, I don't like to name or claim anything, but I guess I had attention deficit. But, you know, I find that, you know, God wants us to be focused. And what that is to have a single, to be single-minded, you know, not to, what does James say? We don't want to be like the rudder of a ship going here, there, and everywhere. Well, that was me, you know. So I've learned to streamline myself and just to do what's really important and to live a life of balance because I do have a family. I cherish my family. I believe that we keep things in order. You know, God will always bless, you know, priorities. And of course, He is first.
Yes.
And then our family. And then the body of believers, and then our ministry. Sometimes as believers, we put ministry above everything when it really should be our walk with God.
Amen to that. That is a great conclusion to our discussion. I thank you so much for joining us today, and I will look forward to speaking to you again, both privately and on this line. So I hope you have a very, very blessed day, and thank you. Thank you so much for your
input. Thank you so much. I've really loved doing this. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Linda Turzo, and I'm taking this chaplain class training with the Warrior Family Ministries in Fort Myers, Florida. I am a chaplain with another company, but I had no support. There was no contact, nothing. There was no information at all. I mean, the classes that I took there were more technical. The classes that I took today, or these last three classes, or 3 days, have been very good. They have been real personal. And I just feel like I got so much more out of it, and I feel the support that the Warrior Family Ministries is going to give, and that they're there for you. We're going to have monthly meetings so that we have a lot of backup. And Brenda and Sandy were awesome teachers, and Brenda, just love her. She's so funny. But she gives her life stories, and she's just an awesome person. You just fall in love with them. So I would advise you to take this course, and I would advise you become a chaplain under Warrior Family Ministries, because I think they're a great organization, and I do believe they are anointed by God. I really do. So please take the class, and we want to fill up the whole United States with chaplains from Warrior Family Ministries. Thank you very much.
Do you have a desire to be the servant leader you were designed to become and serve outside the walls of the church? Hello, I'm Chaplain Kim Kidd, Executive Director of Warrior Family Ministries. Here at Warrior Family Ministries, we train, equip, and endorse men and women to walk out their purpose. Our mission is to impact families with hope. What does hope look like? It's whatever they need to make the family strong, whether that's a physical need, an emotional need, or a spiritual need. Our crisis-trained chaplains are trained to serve. We are called to become an elite army of chaplains who stand ready to answer the call to serve outside the walls of the church, within our communities, on national response teams, or within our nationally growing chaplain centers. Find out today how you can become a part of our growing family of men and women who have answered the call to join this elite force who is impacting the nations. For more information, check out WFMChaplains.org, WarriorFamilyMinistries.org, or call 910-769-2490 today.